welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. It's good to see each and every one of you here. In our call to worship today, I'm in the book of Esther, and I will be doing a series of calls to worship from this book. It's in the same time period as the book of Ezra, and it gives us a little insight into life in Babylon. And as I read through this chapter, that we're told about the great feast that was called by Ahasuerus for his noblemen, for the princes. His queen also was having a feast. And we read in verse 10, on the seventh day, this is a week into this feast, when the heart of the king was merry with wine. In other words, he was what?
Drunk.
He was drunk. All right. Here's a king. He's a week into this feast. He's drunk, and he calls for his wife to come. He sends his chamberlains to go and get her, and she refuses to come. And this whole scene unfolds here where she refuses to come because he's going to put her on display in front of all these other drunk individuals, and she doesn't come. Well, he, in his drunken state, gets all of his men together, and they say, what are we going to do about this? My queen did not come when I told her to come. I wanted to show her off, and she didn't come. And they said, well, you need to make a rule that all wives have to do what their husbands say to do. Now, let me just stop for just a moment, all right, before I have a hymn book thrown at me, all right? This is a very important thing here, because sadly, I've read messages, I've heard messages where they took this passage and they said, this is what wives are under. Let me tell you something, men. Your wife will respond to you if you love her. If you love her, you won't have any trouble with a response. Unless that individual is just rotten to the core. The Bible talks about those types as well. But the key is love. Was this love? Do you find love anywhere in chapter 1 of Esther? Where he loved his wife and no, he was drunk. And he ordered his wife to come. She refused because she knew he was drunk. And then this whole thing falls apart. She's deposed as queen. A new law is made because they're scared to death that the women are going to rebel against the men. And they're all what? Drunk. They're all drunk. Now you have to have that context in mind. But God uses it for what? To allow a teenage girl, a Jewish girl, to rise to the top because God has a plan to redeem His people, to bring them out. Now this is very, very important to see. God causes the wrath of men to praise Him. We need to learn something about God. God is not taken aback when man sins. God is not confused. God is not somehow always having to react. God is in charge of all things. And you need to know this about He can take whatever man does and He can turn it to His glory and to His praise. We had best keep that in mind about our Lord. Sometimes I think we think God's limited. That God somehow won't be able to get us out of this jam that we're in. That somehow God can't work. God can do anything He so desires and deigns to do. Even to take the wrath of men. When we see things happening in our world and we see awful things transpiring, don't ever forget that God can take it and turn it all around. And one day He will. The trump's going to sound. Isn't that a wonderful thing to think about? He is going to take all of us that know Him out of this world to be with Him. And then in 7 years after that, He's going to come back. And He is going to change all that man has done. All of his technology, all the science, all the medical things. He's going to just push all that stuff aside, and He Himself is going to rule and reign. He will be the great physician. He will be the one that will change the laws. Well, we can move up and down to the New Jerusalem that's suspended above you. We can't do that now without a jet or an airplane. But we won't need that then. Why? Because the God of all things will be in charge. What a reminder, folks, that our future is glorious if you know Jesus Christ. It won't be bound by this earth and all the things that operate on this earth right now. We have a tendency to think that way. God is going to show Himself in such a powerful way, and we that know His Son, Jesus Christ, can be with Him and know Him and live with Him for all eternity. The future is glorious for those who know Christ, but the opposite is true for those who do not. Those who rebel, those who reject the glorious Son, will spend their eternity in a place far separated from God. And the God that they followed, their Father, will be with them for all eternity in hell. And He shall have no power there. No power there. Hell will be His domain with all the ones that followed Him. What a horrible thing to think about. And you have this opportunity today, this moment, to get eternity forever settled. That is what we call the grace of God. That He would allow this moment to be the moment that your eternity can change from hell to heaven. I'm thankful this morning for the grace of God. How He opened the doors for a young girl to come in and be right in the place of power that was needed to direct all of the affairs of the Jewish people. They still celebrate her, by the way. It's called the Feast of Purim, remembering Esther, the girl that God raised up at that time. But a queen that was deposed in a drunken state, God can take that and work, and He can work in your heart and life too.